Orchestra. This Friday, the Ontario Pops Orchestra will be live in concert at the Etobicoke Collegiate Institute. They are one of Ontario's newest orchestras with a mission to bring together pop culture and classical music. Their founder and conductor, Carlos Bastidas, sat down with Bill Anderson to talk about the concert.
The Ontario Pops Orchestra presents Harry Potter and the Magic of Music, Friday, May 19th at 8 p.m. And conductor Carlo Bastidas of Ontario Pops is my special guest this morning. Starting an orchestra from the ground up is quite a challenge, but Carlos, you have always been an advocate of the importance of music in the community. And where did that philosophy come from?
Well, that comes out with my upbringing. I was born in Colombia, South America, and I took conducting lessons with a Venezuelan conductor named Rodolfo. And he's one of the founding members of El Sistema. And ever since then, we're kind of like, my philosophy has been to be an advocate for music in the community big time.
El Sistema, you say those words, and I think of Gustavo Dudamel, who was the man who founded that. Tell us a bit about that whole amazing concept.
That's right. So actually, Gustavo Dudamel is another conductor. He studied actually as well with Rodolfo. And they all, you know, pretty much we all have the same idea that we learn music for free, pretty much it. You know, I took music lessons as a teenager for free. I was exposed to playing with symphony orchestras, youth orchestras, a great repertory. And we saw that the we learned that was really important to be exposed to high quality music at a young age. It really helps.
And there have been so many people come through that program who have gone on to absolute great success. Now, the Ontario Pops is the newest full-scale nonprofit orchestra in Canada. Give us the history, starting from very small beginnings, I guess, and growing to where?
That's correct. So I came up with the idea about the Ontario Pops Orchestra coming back from England after, you know, being studying with Rodolfo in England. And I wanted to create a full-size symphony orchestra, but something that is going to be new to the community, meaning there's several symphony orchestras community orchestras going around, but none of them specializes in the pops. So I thought, well, that's our niche market. We're going to just do the pops 24/7. And everything we started about, you know, one season ago, which is quite new, has been sold out. Every single concert is just, we don't really have to do much advertising and just gets packed.
So there's an appetite.
Right.
And by pops, you mean movie themes, television themes, even video games.
That's correct.
That's a growing industry, isn't it?
Right. Movie themes, Hollywood music, and it's including light classics. As you can know, some of the light classics like William Tell Overture and Carmen Overture, they have been featured in several movies and Broadway shows.
How large is the orchestra?
Right now, we're a 50-piece orchestra, full-size, you know, strings, wind, brass, and percussion. And we do a lot of collaborations with already established groups in the community, for example, dance groups, choir groups, etc.
And this upcoming concert, you've got one, two, three choirs involved. Tell
That's
us about
correct,
that.
Yeah. So we got for Harry Potter and the Magic of Music, we invited three choirs to join us, two of them being youth choirs, one of being the Etobicoke Youth Choir, the Etobicoke Collegiate High School Choir, and Ave Choir from Toronto. Because I want to combine them all so to get a good experience about singing and playing and with a full-size orchestra.
Well, I can imagine the sound already on Ode to Joy by Beethoven.
Oh,
and it's
beautiful.
One of the pieces.
It's going to be magical. So that's one of the magical pieces, Ode to Joy. And with a 50-piece, you know, choir, it's going to be wonderful.
And also in the light classics category, you're doing some Gustav Holst.
That's correct. We're doing the Jupiter from the Planets, which is, you know, it's a classic piece that everyone knows and has been featured in several films.
A little bit of opera by Glinka?
That's right. We're doing just the Overture by Glinka, which is another magical piece, Rushland and Ludmilla.
And John Williams, famous film composer. What are you doing by John?
We picked up a movie called Amistad, which was featured, you know, a couple of decades ago. And Steven Spielberg was the director, and it's called Dry Your Tears Africa. So we're doing that with the choir and the orchestra.
And because the title of the concert is Harry Potter and the Magic of Music, I'm going to guess you're playing some Harry Potter music.
That's correct, yeah. We're doing a full, all the seven movies of Harry Potter, all the main themes are going to be compiled in one big medley.
Are there people who can still join the Ontario Pops, not for this concert, but going forward?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're still looking for advanced players. You know, we have to note advanced players because the quality of the orchestra is getting better by the minute. So if you're up there and you still have that fiddle that you want to dust up and join us, just feel free to go into our website, ontariopops.com, send us an email, and we'll take it from there.
Carlos Bastidas is the conductor and founder of the Ontario Pops Orchestra, and he'll be on the podium when the Ontario Pops presents Harry Potter and the Magic of Music Concert Friday, May 19th at 8 p.m. at the Etobicoke Collegiate Institute. That's on Montgomery Road, not very far from the north, from the Royal York subway station, just a little bit north of there. Now, the tickets, wonderful price, $20. They're available at ontariopops.com. And in addition to that, kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, so it can be a full family night.
That's correct. So don't be disappointed. Buy your tickets online, ontariopops.com, just to secure your spot.
And remember what Carlos said at the beginning. Every concert they've done so far has been sold out. So Friday, May 19th may seem a long way off, but this will be sold out very quickly. Again, ontariopops.com for more information. And I want to thank our guest, Carlos Bastidas. Thanks for your visit here to Bill's Classical Jukebox.
Thank you, Bill.